朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要讲认识我们的教会第九讲。
We're going to come to the ninth lesson on knowing our church.
可能大家看到这个题目，讲到男人女人在教会中的角色与功用，会觉得奇怪，为什么要讲这个题目？
And when you come upon the topic of the roles and functions of men and women in the church, you may be feeling kind of peculiar. Why are we touching upon this subject?
因为我们这一系列是在讲认识我们的教会，不是在讲真道造就或基础神学。
Because we are focusing on knowing our church for this teaching series, and not on the knowing the truth specifically.
所以我们对教会一些实行的事情上，我们需要特别希望这堂课能够把它都能够提到。
And the practical implementation at our church, we want to touch upon this particular subject.
当然还有一些，因为我们已经是很清楚的了别人也都了解的，所以我们就不另外讲。例如说受浸。
Because some things are very clear already, and everybody's in agreeing in one another concerning baptism, for example.
在我们教会不用点水礼，也不给婴儿施洗，我们就是用受浸的。
We do not baptize infants, and we do not do sprinkling. We do an immersion.
那今天这个题目，男人女人在教会中的角色和功用，这个题目我们为什么需要提出来？
And the reason why we need to touch upon this topic concerning the roles and functions of men and women in the church.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们可能不太会想象在背后，在这两千年来教会的历史里面，对男人女人，特别对女人的角色和功用，有非常多的争议
Perhaps you haven't realized the past 2,000 years, there's been quite a disagreement in the history of the church concerning the roles and functions of women in the church.
光我手边这方面的资料就可以摞起来一摞了。
Just with the materials that I can reference, I have a whole stack already.
但是我不是男人女人的专家，我没有要花这么多时间，我们只是旧的圣经的教导，把对男人女人我们该有的看法在这里跟大家有些交通。
I am not an expertise when it comes to men and women, and I'm not going to focus on our differences, but we want to come look at the scripture concerning the scriptural teachings concerning the roles that we play at church.
因为基本上男人女人各一半。
Because fundamentally we each share a half.
虽然大部分的教会都是姊妹们多的一点，但是男人女人的比例大概就是一半。
Predominantly we see that in God's house there tends to be more sisters and brothers, but in general, we're about 50-50.
所以如果有任何一方当然就的传统来说，大部分是姊妹们，他们的功用，他们的恩赐如果没有得到合宜的发挥的话，对教会是一个很大的亏损。
And it's a shortfall for the church if the sister is not able to fully function within the confines of the services at church.
但是因为几千年来女性一直受到很大的压抑和歧视，所以当新女性主义，当现代的观念改变的时候
，And so because over these many years, the roles of women has been oppressed and have been suppressed, and as we have more and more of these modern thoughts that are coming to play.
大家又有一些矫枉过正的一些的做法跟看法，所以这是为什么我们需要有这堂课。
And we ended up in our culture overcompensating in the opposite direction, and that's why we feel that it's necessary to have these type of lessons and discussions for the correct teachings.
我们知道神家是有秩序的，而且神家更是有见证的。
We know God's house is of order and is of testimony.
所以我们希望能够尽量的根据我们对圣经的了解，我们来活在其中。
And so we want to live in the midst of our understanding of the Word of God.
但是就我所有看过的文献，所有的教导里面，没有一个教会敢说他们的看法是绝对的。
And according to all the things that I've studied and all the things that I've read, I haven't come across a particular church where they are absolute concerning their belief of the teachings that they have concerning this topic.
所以我们今天也是在主面前非常谦卑的，就是就着我们所能了解的，就着圣灵在我们心中给我们平安的引导我们是这么做。
And so we humbly come and say according to how the Holy Spirit has led us and what we understand, this is how we are operating here at our church.
我希望大家也能够非常非常用心，也很认真地听这堂课，因为决定影响我们教会 整个的见证和神要给我们的祝福。
I do want to ask everybody as you listen to this message, listen it from your heart because I know it will determine the degree of blessings that God will have in this particular house.
我在这边从六个点讲，但是最后一个点我们留到下一次的题目讲。
I will focus on six different perspectives and the last one we will save it for the next lesson.
第一个关于男女的受造。
Foremost, concerning the creation of man and women.
我想我们任何事情就是回到圣经 back to the beginning, back to the Bible.
And concerning any matter, we come back to the beginning, we come back to the Bible.
创世纪第一章二十六节二十到二十八节那里讲到神是照着他自己的形象和样式造男而且造女。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, it says that God created man according to his own image and likeness. Male and female, he created them.
然后神造了伊甸园，把所造的男女安置在其中。
And so God created the Garden of Eden, and He set forth the man and the woman that He's created in the midst of that garden.
然后神也把管理全地的责任交给了他们。
And so God has given them the responsibility to subdue the garden.
所以第一件事情，我们知道男女的受造都是同在神眼中是同样的尊贵的。
So we know that the creation of man and creation of woman is equally honored in the sight of God.
因为他们都是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Because they are both created according to the image and the likeness of God.
他们所承受的祝福也是一样的。
And the blessings that they have inherited are the same.
因为神把园中各样的果树都说可以吃，这个应许，这个祝福是给男给女的。
So all manner of blessing, the fruits in the garden are given to both man and women. It's equally the same for both.
所以男人女人，他是照着他的形象造男造女。都是有一个托付，就是叫我们要像他。
So when he created male and female in his likeness, he has a particular commission that we are all to be like him.
所以这是男女受造，他不仅仅在神的眼中是同样的尊贵，而且带着同样荣耀的目的，而且赐给同样的祝福。
And so men and women, when they're created, they have the same purpose, they have the same blessings to inherit.
第二句话在提摩太前书第二章十三节。那你讲到先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
And then we come to the verse in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. It says, For Adam was first formed, and then Eve.
当我们看这段话的时候，我们没有太大的问题。
And when we look at these particular words, we don't have anything that particularly puzzles us.
但是我们现在如果来看哥林多前书十一章的话
，If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
可能弟兄姊妹对这段话，特别是姊妹们，可能一看呢就有一个很强烈的这个。不能接受的感觉啊。
And when sisters, perhaps, when you come to this particular verse, you immediately have this sense of, well, I can't really embrace this particular verse.
其实一直到十六节我们都应该读的，但是我们现在就只读第八节到第九节好了。
Verse 8 and 9 only, that's what we're going to read.
他说起初男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出。并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。
It says, for man is not for woman, but woman for man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man.
我不晓得姊妹们，你们读了这句话会不会想说，底下不想听了。
Sister, do you immediately respond with the notion, I'm not going to listen anymore.
但是我告诉你们一件事情，你们正好要听。
But I want to tell you, sisters, you have to pay attention to this.
因为这节经文就是被很多人误用或是过度的使用，造成女性受到很多的歧视。和不公平的对待。
And so the inequality that women suffers because people use this particular verse in a very erroneous way.
在这里并不是在讲男女的地位上的差异啊。
It is not talking about the differences of position or status between men and women.
要讲男人优于女人。
Or to say that man is superior to women.
而是在这里讲到男女受造的顺序，是先造男人再造女人。
But to speak of the order of the creation, that man was created first and then the woman.
但是第九节我们就很难领受了，男人不是为女人造的，女人是为男人造的。
And then verse 9, we say, well, it's a little hard to understand, nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man.
所以如果我们从属世的角度来体会这句话的话，那就造成男女的不平等。
And so if we look at this particular verse from a worldly perspective, then all of a sudden we see a notion of inequality.
但是如果我们从圣灵的启示，从神永远的旨意来看的话，我们知道这边所讲的其实是特别讲到这个基督和教会。
But if we look at it from the perspective of the revelation through the Holy Spirit and the eternal will of God, we know that it's speaking of concerning the church and Christ.
因为教会是为着基督而被造的。 教会也是因着基督而被造的。
Because the church was created, through Christ and for Christ.
我们知道夏娃的受造是从亚当身上取出他的肋骨。
We know when Eve was created, a rib was taken out the side of Adam.
亚当看到了就说这是我骨中骨，这是我肉中肉，因为他们是由一而二，由二而一。
And so when Adam saw Eve, says he immediately said, "This is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh." They started from one, they became two, and then two they became one again.
保罗在以弗所书第五章就帮我们解释了哈，他说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And so in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul go ahead and elaborates on the notion that therefore man shall leave his parents and be cleaved unto his wife.
他底下说，然后我是指的基督和教会说的。
And then he very clearly says, I am saying this concerning the church.
所以教会只有一个成分就是基督。
So there's only but one content in the church, that is Christ.
教会的源头，教会的成分，教会的性质都是基督。
And the source and the nature of the church and the content of the church must be Christ.
所以我们也说到，教会如果不是基督，那它不能称为教会的。
So we say that if the church does not contain Christ, then it cannot be called a church.
所以不仅仅教会的成分跟源头是基督，它是为着基督而被造的。
And not only was is the content of the church of Christ, but it's for Christ that it was created.
所以没有一个人会讲说基督是为了教会而被造的，对不对？
So nobody would ever say that Christ was created or existed for the church, right?
不可能的事情。
It's impossible for us to say that.
而是教会是因着基督，也是借着基督而被造的。
But the church is because of Christ and through Christ was created.
所以我们从这样子角度去读这节经文的话，我相信我们里面会非常非常的清楚的。
And I think if we read this particular verse from this perspective, we begin to have a very clear understanding of what God is trying to say.
这节经文再说不是讲男女的差异，它是在讲男女受造的顺序。更是讲到男女受造他的表号。
And particularly we want to emphasize that this is not talking about the differences in the status between men and women, but the essence of the order of their creation and the typology between the church and the Christ.
它是表明教会是因为基督而有的，也是为着基督而有的。
It symbolizes that the church exists because of Christ and is entirely for Christ.
第三个男女受造的特殊托付，我只能简单的讲，就是造亚当的时候是叫他修理和看守伊甸园。
Special commission upon the creation of men and women. I can only quickly touch upon this. When Adam was created, it was for him to tend and to keep the garden.
换句话说，男人主要是要来经营、来维护这个伊甸园，神所给的祝福。
And the primary responsibility of Adam is for him to manage, for him to tend and to keep the blessings that God has given him.
那为什么要看守呢？因为表示有仇敌会来破坏。
And the reason why he needs to keep it is because he knows the enemy will come to try to destroy it.
所以我们在这里也看见男人或是一个弟兄，在神家里面 在自己的家中所负的角色和责任。
So we can very clearly see the responsibility of brothers in their homes, what they ought to have.
夏娃神就说那人独居不好，所以神造夏娃来帮助他。
And then concerning Eve's creation, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
我们已经讲过很多次的，这个帮助不是那个小秘书或是小工人帮工头的在旁边待命帮忙的。
We said it very clear earlier, before, that this helper is not just a slave or an assistant on the side or secretary.
因为圣经上大概21次用到这个 Azir 这个字，其中有17、18次是用在神对人的帮助。
Multiple times in scripture, the term Azir is used, and this term particularly speaks of God being our help.
所以神造夏娃来 Azir 亚当，来帮助他的。
So when God created Eve to Azir Adam to be his helper.
你甚至可以说，其实是神直接要帮助亚当，但是神透过夏娃来帮助他。
In other words, you can say it is God who wants to help Adam, but God uses Eve to help Adam.
就好像你煮了一锅汤，烫得不得了，你要去直接抬，你不能抬，你戴了一个厚厚的防热手套去抬它。
Just like if you had a pot of soup that is very, very hot off the stove, you can't just take it off the stove with bare hands. You got to wear mittens to carry that vessel.
真正有能力抬它的还是神，对不对？是神在帮助我们。
The one that can truly lift him up, it is God himself. It is God who's helping us.
但是神透过我们的妻子，透过女人来帮助男人。
But this example speaks of how God uses women to help men.
所以 在这里男人需要谦卑下来哈。
So I want to say, a man, we need to humble ourselves.
神把配偶摆在我们旁边真的就是为了来 complete 我们让我们完整也来帮助我们。
The Lord has given us a spouse to complete us, to help us.
同样的女人 也要很谦卑的依靠神来帮助弟兄们帮助自己的丈夫。
And similarly, women, you need to rely on the Lord to be an appropriate help for your husband.
所以你不能够高傲认为说我就是比你聪明我就是比你能干我就是比你看得清楚。
You can't be highly esteemed of yourself and say, I'm wiser than you, I see things more clearer than you.
而是神要帮助我的弟兄成为他合用的器皿借着我来帮助他。
But God wants to help my brothers through me that he may be a usable vessel in God's hand.
借着我来让他完整。
That through me he would be perfected.
因为男女的受造本身就是不同太多的。我们也不用过度去强调他了。
We don't have to strongly overly emphasize the differences.
我相信我们除了生理上、情绪上、思想上各方面我们都有很多的不同。
I know physiologically, emotionally, and the way we think, they may be very different.
我记得以前讲过 你弟兄姊妹夫妻一起到别人家去 Parlock 去参加一个聚餐聚会。
We gave this illustration before, a couple would go to someone's home to have a potluck.
你可以做一个实验好大概过了二三十分钟以后 你开始来问。
You can do this experiment after you're there for about 20, 30 minutes.
你问说这个房子的 ceiling 大概多高大概用的建材是什么大概的这个结构是什么我跟你讲姊妹们很少人知道的。
And if you ask everyone, just quiz them, how high is the ceiling, what kind of materials used to build to construct this house, most of the time you discover the sisters, they won't have a clue.
可是姊妹们却注意到很多很多弟兄们从来不注意到。
But the sister will pay attention to a lot of things that the brothers won't ever notice.
哪个姊妹穿的什么衣服什么牌子的头发发型是什么然后脚有没有涂指甲身上香水是什么她通通都知道。
Who's wearing what brand of clothing, who's painting their nails, what hairdo, and what kind of perfume so-and-so is wearing, she's able to pick all of that up.
你问弟兄没有人知道你问姊妹如数家珍这个叫做奥秘。
And you ask the brothers, they're clueless. You ask the sisters, they know it in such detail. This is a mystery that we can will never be able to figure out.
所以男人要谦卑地接受女人的帮助，女人要谦卑地依靠神来帮助男人。
So men, we need to humble ourselves to receive the help from our wives, and wives, we need to humble ourselves to be the appropriate help for our husbands.
第二个关于男人女人。蒙恩的地位和托付。
And then secondly, concerning the position of grace and what has been committed to men and women.
刚才我们讲了旧约人受造都是照着神的形象来照的，同样尊贵同样的蒙福。
The very first point we looked at the Old Testament from the perspective of the creation of men and women, we are all equally blessed.
那么在新约里面呢 我引用加拉太书三章二十六节到二十八节，他说你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，底下讲的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一的。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 28, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
保罗在这里讲到的三件事情都是犹太人最注重的那个分别。
There are three things that Paul specifically mentioned because the Jews tend to make a big distinctions about it.
第一个到底是犹太人还是外邦人，这是他们非常在乎的。
For example, whether we are Jews or whether we're Greeks, or Gentiles, they care very much about that.
他们觉得你跟外邦人来往，在跟外邦人吃饭，这个是不能接受的，那是不洁净的。
For Jews, they feel that it is unclean and inappropriate for them to interact or to eat with Gentiles.
他们甚至视外邦人为猪为狗，那是非常非常种族优越的一个。
And to the point where they would look at Gentiles as swine or as dogs.
那第二个他们很大的差别就是你是为奴的还是自主的。
And the second point is that they really look upon the fact whether you are slave or whether you're free.
那因为那时候还是有奴隶制度 很多人是被卖为作为奴隶的。
Because in that time, in that society, slavery is still part of that culture.
那第三个就是男或是女。
And thirdly, male or female.
所以犹太人最骄傲的三件事情第一个我是犹太人第二个我是犹太的男人。
So the things that
犹太男人的骄傲
Jews are most Jewish men are most proud of is that one, I am Jewish, two, that I am a male Jew.
但是你在这里发现加拉太书第三章保罗在这里讲到两个很重要的事情，一个是成为神的儿子，讲到蒙恩的地位。
And so you see Paul particularly mentioned in Galatians chapter 3, what we just read, he talks about the fact that we are all sons of God, speaks of our all mutual position in Christ.
今天不管我们在地上达到什么程度，董事长也好，总统也好，这个宰相也好，你都比不上神的儿子来的尊贵。
So it doesn't matter what title we attain in this world, whether we are president, vice, or vice president, president, or even the prime minister, we cannot be equated to the position as sons of God.
所以他用神的儿子来描述我们蒙恩的地位。
So he uses this position as sons of God to describe our position.
同样的，在这里我们所承受的那个神圣的使命和托付是要披戴基督。
And similarly, the commission that we have is that we ought to put on Christ.
那我们可以活出来，人家看到我们如同看到基督一样。
That when we live out, when we live out our lives, they see us as they're seeing Christ.
也是我们教会的使命，成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And it is also the commission for us as a church that we would be the incarnate witnesses of Jesus Christ.
你看这么两件大事情，成为神的儿子。披戴基督，活出基督来。
And so these two great matters, one that we are the sons of God, two that we would put on Christ to live out Christ.
保罗在这里说，不管你是犹太人，是希利人，你是自主的，是为奴的，是自主的，或男或女，表示不分的。
And so Paul says, whether you are Greek or whether you are Jews, whether you are slaves or whether you are free, neither male nor female, there is no distinction or division here.
所以我们一定要很清楚哈，就是我们蒙恩的地位跟我们所承受的托付，男女都是。
So we need to be very clear concerning the position of grace and the commission that we have received. We are all the same.
那第三个讲到关于男女的恩赐和功用。
And then concerning the gifts and functions for men and women.
哥林多前书十二章第四节到十一节，我这里截录了一部分。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 through 11, I took an excerpt from those verses.
他说恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的，表示不分男女的。
So there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Meaning, He is not making any distinction between male or female.
所以这里讲到个人 ，each one 或是 everyone， 包括的弟兄，包括的姊妹。
And the verse is very clear when it talks about each one. He's speaking very clearly concerning brothers and sisters.
以弗所书四章七节，他说我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给。
And again, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以我想我们从刚刚所讲的这两个点，我们可以总纳至少在这三件事情，蒙恩的地位，所受的托付，还有我们所得到的恩赐和功用，其实男女都是一样的。
And so from the things that we just talked about, you know, coming to scripture, we can see in three areas, concerning the position that we receive, the grace that we receive, and the commission that we receive, we are all the same.
一点没有重男轻女。
And there is no distinction between whether there's favoritism to men or women.
神给的都是一样的。
What God has given in these areas, they are exactly identical.
底下这两件事情比较稍微我们需要多说一点。第一个是关于蒙头。
And the following two points we want to speak on for a little more concerning head covering.
我们还是回到哥林多前书十一章啊。
We're going to come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们第二节我挑几节读。我称赞你们是因为你们凡事纪念我，又坚守我所传给你们的。我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。凡男人祷告或讲道，若蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头；凡女人祷告或讲道，若不蒙头，就羞辱自己的头，因为这就如剃了头发一样。女人若不蒙着头，就该剪了头发；女人若以剪发、剃发为羞愧，就该蒙着头。男人本不该蒙着头，因为他是神的形象和荣耀，但女人是男人的荣耀。刚才第八节、第九节我们读过了，因此我们跳到第十节。 因此女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有服权柄的记号。我想我们就读到这了。
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse through to verse 10 concerning Paul's teaching concerning the covering of head for women.
其他的经文弟兄姊妹回家可以继续的读。
I'd like to encourage brothers and sisters, please go through scripture and look at these verses more diligently when you get home.
在这里我们首先注意到前面第三节所说的。
The very first three verses it talks about
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
基督是个人的头。
And that Christ is the head of all, every man.
所以每一个人都应该服在神的权柄底下。
So that it is rightful that everyone would submit themselves to the authority of God.
我们在讲男人是女人的头之前，我们先集中在这个哈，神是基督的头，基督是个人的头，包括男生，包括女生。
Before we come to the portion where it says that the man is the head over the women, we want to elaborate on the fact that Christ is the head over everyone, every man.
所以每一个人都应该服在基督的权柄底下，都应该让神居首位。
So everyone needs to submit themselves under the authority of God, that God would have the first place.
那保罗在哥林多在这里告诉我们，借着蒙头来表达我们对神的降服和顺服。
And Paul illustrates through 1 Corinthians, what we just read, how women, when they cover their heads, speaks of our hearts in submission to the Lord.
所以照理来说，应该所有在教会里面重生得救的，不管是弟兄不管是姊妹，都应该蒙头的。
By virtue of the law per se, that everyone, women and men, ought to cover their head.
因为基督是我们每一个人的头，我们都应该降服于他，高举他。
Because Christ is our head, we should all submit to him, he should be exalted.
但是底下接着因为下列的三个原因。
And then you see the three reasons that are listed in this particular chapter.
第一个，男人预表基督，女人预表教会。
Because man is the typology of Christ and women is the typology of the church.
这是以弗所书第五章很清楚告诉我们的。
Ephesians chapter 5 very clearly tells us that.
然后刚才的十一章第三节也说男人是女人的头。
And then we also see in verse 3, and it's very clear, it says that the head of the woman is man.
第三件事情说是为了天使的缘故。
And thirdly, on verse 10, and it says because of the angels, for the reason of the angels.
所以底下我们有两个结论，第一件事情，女人就应该蒙着头，在头上有服权柄的记号。
So therefore we have these two conclusions, that women ought to cover her head, to have a symbol of authority on her head.
在头上要有一个服权柄的记号。
And so again, this is a symbol of honoring the authority for her.
那这里说为了天使的缘故，很多人就问说到底是为哪些天使啊？
And so when the verse comes and talks about because of an angel, for the sake of the angels, and some would ask, which angels?
我们知道这个天使有三分之一的天使堕落，跟着撒旦堕落。
We know about a third of the angels fell with Satan.
那到底这里所说的为了天使的缘故，这个头上有一个服权柄的记号，那到底是指的什么天使？
And so again, these angels, who are we referring to when we talk about the sign of submission? Who is it for?
说老实话，到底是指谁？不是这么重要。
To be honest with you, who is it really pointing to? I tell you, it's not that important.
因为他们都在看。
Because they are all watching.
好的天使也在看。
The good angels are watching.
好的天使成为我们的见证人，见证教会蒙恩在这里高举基督。
And the angels will be our witnesses, and they are glorifying Christ for what Christ has done through our lives.
那坏的天使也在看。
And the bad angels are watching as well.
其实是我们做给他看的。
As we're doing it so that they can see.
我们要向他做见证。
We are testifying to them.
因为撒旦是背叛，不肯服权柄。
Because Satan rebelled because he is unwilling to submit to his authority.
而今天教会站在一个完全降服、完全顺服的地位上，在这里向撒旦宣告，向撒旦做见证。
And the church stands in the position of absolute submission, and we testify, we proclaim to Satan.
神一样给了我们自由意志。
And God has equally given us a free will.
但是我们在恩典中，我们选择，我们要来降服基督，要来顺服神。
And in grace, we've chosen to submit to Christ and to be obedient to God.
所以，请你们特别记得，保罗在这里讲蒙头是说头上有个服权柄的记号。
So please pay attention when Paul talks about covering of the head.He talks about the fact that there is a symbol of authority.
所以不光只是我们有心愿而已，我们要证明给他看。
It's not that we have heart, but we have to show him and as a proof.
因为撒旦知道那是一个见证，那是一个记号，是福权柄的记号。
Because the enemy knows that this is a sign, this is a proof that we are submissive to the authority.
所以今天有很多人认为蒙头已经过时了，是为了那个时候的人啊，有很多妓女，有很多什么那些不守妇道的人，所以。需要有蒙头做记号。
And so a lot of people would interpret this as saying that this is only something for that particular culture, that particular time, because of the practice of harlotry, and this is a symbol to define the women's at church.
那是有时代背景的，有文化背景的，所以这段话现在在这个时代不适用了。
And because of cultural differences and because of our background differences and it's very specific to the time, that is now no longer applicable to our time.
我们不否认圣经上有一些的教导是有文化背景，有时代背景。
We do not deny the fact that there's some teaching in the scripture, they are specific to a time and to a season.
特别是在实行的细节上啊。
Particularly to the details of the practice.
绝对真理是不受时空限制的，它是跨时代的。
But absolute truth, it cannot be bound by time. It surpasses time and generations.
它也不受你文化背景的影响，真理就是真理，它绝对不妥协。
And it will never be influenced by culture. If it's truth, it is absolute truth.
但是实行的东西，它是可能有一点时代的背景。
But in application, in practical application, there may be cultural background that are behind it.
这是我们释经学原则里面也提到过的。
When we come to understand scripture or study scripture, we talked about this.
因为例如说现在我们不可能是至少在中国的弟兄姊妹中间我们做不到哈。帖撒罗尼迦第五章二十五节，那你说你们弟兄们彼此亲嘴问安，务要圣洁。
So First Thessalonians says that we ought to greet one another with a holy kiss.
你看那个姊妹整个的表情，那个弟兄们怎么会亲嘴呢？
Particularly for us, Asian men, maybe it's harder for us to embrace that notion. How can we brothers embrace one another with a kiss?
可是我在耶路撒冷那天去这个他们带我们走过那个街上的时候，他们人见到面就是亲嘴啊，亲嘴啊，男人抱在一起亲嘴。
And we were walking Jerusalem, and we witnessed this, that in that culture of men, they embrace each other as they greet one another, and they kiss one another.
所以它的确是有一些它特殊文化或是什么的背景的讲究。
And so it does have some particulars concerning culture and the practices of various cultures.
但是蒙头如果纯粹是文化背景的话，那为什么说要为的天使的缘故？那这句话就是让我们知道它其实是跨越，是超越文化的。
So when we see this notion, when Paul talks about covering of heads, and he says for the reason of the angels, then we know that it is not bound and limited by time.
所以我们知道它是为的是跟撒旦，这是一个宣告，这是一个见证。
It's a proclamation to the enemy, it's a testimony to the enemy.
所以我在这里讲到第二个结论，不光姊妹们头上要有蒙头的这个记号，而且姊妹的蒙头是全教会顺服基督的一个提醒跟见证。
And I particularly emphasize the notion that it's not just simply women need to cover their heads, but this symbol reminds all of us that we as a church, it is something that we ought to practice as submission to Christ.
就是任何时候我们只要看到姊妹头上蒙个头，对我们都是一个提醒，我们要顺服基督，我们要顺服神。
And every time we see a sister whose head is covered, we should be reminded that we ought to be submissive to the Lord.
当我们看见姊妹们蒙头的时候，我们就要受到提醒，主啊，我到底今天在你面前有什么地方我还不可能顺服你吗？
And when we see a particular sister who has her head covered, we need to immediately ask ourselves the question, God, is there anything or any areas in my life where I am no longer submissive to you?
不光姊妹戴上蒙头帽的时候自己要问自己，所有看见她头上戴着的都要被提醒。
And not only the person who is wearing this head covering is reminding herself each day, but everyone who sees the symbol, we need to ask ourselves the same question.
因为每一个人都应该蒙头在基督的权下。
Because in actuality, everyone ought to cover their heads under the authority of Christ.
但是因为弟兄预表基督，姊妹预表教会，所以由姊妹们来担负这个使命和责任。
Because the men or brothers are typology of Christ, and sisters are typology of the church, so the church is given the responsibility to bear this symbol.
所以姊妹们不要觉得是被要求、被强迫，这个是需要开启、需要看见的。
And so we want to ask the sister, don't feel like this is pressed upon you or required of you. This requires a revelation for you to see this.
因为神知道姊妹们可能在这个点做得比我们弟兄好。
And we know that God obviously is able to see that in a lot of ways women are much more taught or in the area of submission than men or than brothers.
在我从小长大的教会的背景其实是蒙头的教会。
In the background, church background where I grew up in, everybody practiced this notion of covering their heads.
但是你却发现我在教会里面我们没有这样子要求姊妹们都要蒙头。
But you discover here at our church, we do not require it of all the sisters to have your head covered.
因为我希望这不是一个律法的要求，而是一个属灵的看见。跟见证的实际 spiritual reality.
And I pray that this is not a requirement that comes from the law, but is a spiritual reality within our lives.
在我们那个背景里面就走走走就走出一些很不健康的情形。
And in my background, that's growing up, there are a lot of things as we progress and walk, progressed in an area was no longer healthy.
就造成弟兄有一种无形的优越感。
And it created a sense of superiority among the brothers.
啊，你们姊妹该蒙头。
You sisters, you guys got to cover your heads.
啊，你看你现在讲话的样子，你一点都不蒙头。
Look at the way you're talking right now. You definitely do not demonstrate the fact that your head's covered.
啊，你这样蒙头干什么？这样还有什么意思
？So what's the point of you covering your head now?
啊，因为如果姊妹有看法不一样，这个 表达自己看法的时候，有时候弟兄们就说你要蒙头。
And sometimes I've observed that sisters when they express their notion and their thoughts, and brothers will immediately say you need to cover your head.
啊，或者有些人就说你真有那么属灵吗？居然蒙起头来了。
And some people will say, are you really that spiritual? Why do you have your head covered?
你别装蒜了。
Don't pretend anymore.
哦，你拔下你蒙头帽，真实一点好了。
Take off that covering on your head, just be who you really are.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这都是我们要逃避、不可以有的观念和不健康的想法。
Friends, these are the things that we ought to avoid. These are all very unhealthy train of thoughts and notions that is in our head.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们。在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。